This afternoon, the Senate formally received articles of impeachment against President Trump ahead of the trial beginning Tuesday. And landing in the middle of all this, Lev Parnas, the indicted associate of Trump personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani, who's been making astonishing claims in a series of interviews that all aid to Ukraine, not just military aid, was conditional on Ukraine announcing an investigation of Joe Biden, that it's laughable to think corruption had anything to do with it, that the president himself and all the top players on Trump's team were in on it, including Attorney General William Barr. Here's Lev Parnas on MSNBC last night with Rachel Maddow.
Do you know if Mr. Giuliani was ever in contact with Mr. Barr specifically about the fact that he was trying to get Ukraine to announce these investigations into Joe Biden?
Oh, absolutely.
Mr. Barr knew about that.
Mr. Barr had to have known everything.
Well, the Justice Department denies that. There's also word today from the Nonpartisan Government Accountability Office that President Trump broke the law by holding up aid to Ukraine. And Parnas had documents from an obscure Republican candidate for Congress, Robert Hyde, that showed Hyde was surveilling former ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch. Texas Democrat Sylvia Garcia is one of the seven House impeachment managers named yesterday. Congresswoman, welcome on this hectic day.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And first of all, I'm imagining you might have to couch some of your comments about Lev Parnas. This is all just being digested. But your reaction when suddenly these interviews started spilling out, we know that information that his lawyer sent documents and information to the House, but now his comments, your thoughts?
Well, first of all, you're absolutely right. There's a lot of things that I cannot talk about related to this. But I think what's important is that it underscores our point that we do need to have the ability to have witnesses testify in this trial. And we do need to make sure that all the documents that are relevant to this case are made available to the committee so that we can present as evidence to the Senate. All along, you know, the president has stonewalled. He's ordered agencies not to cooperate. He's ordered witnesses not to testify. And if we don't have any witnesses at this trial, it will be the first time in the history of our country that we don't have witnesses testify at an impeachment trial. So it underscores our point. We are, like you, digesting the information. Our staff is going through it. And as soon as we can, all the managers will have a discussion and decide where to go from there.
You know that Vice President Mike Pence's office is saying Parnas is under indictment. He'll say anything. White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham accused Parnas of going on an anti-Trump media tour, says Trump denies knowing him. We should say that there are pictures of them together. And Parnas has been saying in these interviews, what, we didn't watch football games together? I mean, he feels he can prove that he very much did know Trump. So, again, does this mean if you as House managers decide this Parnas evidence, whether it's his interviews or the paperwork, the texts, all the incriminating letters and things he has, if you want that in the trial, does that just go directly into the trial, or does someone else have to decide if it's admissible?
No, it's I don't want to get ahead of the managers or Adam Schiff, our lead manager, and we're not there yet. But because we want it presented, doesn't mean that
right.
It's going to get in. It would have to be a vote of the senators.
Mm-hmm.
And my understanding is that it would be a simple majority vote of the senators.
Well, and so everything has to be voted on and decided in some way that we're all going to find out how it gets entered into this trial. Who would you like to see be a witness?
Well, again, that's a discussion that the managers have not, debated and decided. And
but
of course,
members of the
Senate, some senators also have ideas. And I come in, as a manager with an open mind. And again, I'm not going to get ahead of any of my colleagues. For me, as a member of judiciary, we have tried to get Don McGahn before us during the whole investigation. Of course, he was ordered not to appear, as all witnesses were ordered not to appear.
He was the White House counsel. The Mueller report indicated that he said he was asked to fabricate a story by President Trump. And you've noted that you were a judge. You were also a lawyer, one of the first two Latina congressmen from Texas. I mean, this is a historic moment. Just your sense of what you might help bring to it.
For me, it's mixed emotions. I'm honored, and I sense the deep responsibility we have in protecting the Constitution and protecting our democracy and seeking the truth. But above that, it's also about ensuring to all Americans that no one is above the law and that we cannot allow a president to interfere with our elections and to seek a foreign government in undermining or interfering or in any way tempering with our elections. It's something that's ingrained in us. So for me to see a president pick up a phone and do what this president has done is just outrageous, and he should be held accountable.
Well, again, I know you can't get over your skis, but so you were appalled by that. And now we're hearing, you know, how many others in his White House might have known, and that there was no question, at least to someone who was involved, it was never about corruption. I mean, this has got to add to your feelings about it.
Well, it underscores why we've got to have all relevant witnesses, all relevant documents, and a fair trial to the American people. Because if we don't, then it is a fake trial. It's a rigged trial. It's a cover-up.
That's the Texas Democrat Sylvia Garcia, one of seven House impeachment managers presenting the case against President Trump in the trial that starts next Tuesday. Congresswoman Garcia, thank you.
Thank you so much.